Welcome. Today is March 15th, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Let's begin in prayer. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Holy Spirit Prayer of Saint Augustine. Let us reflect now on today's Gospel. There are two ways to approach religion. One is to see it as a fixed set of truths, boxed in, set, a pat hand. Another way is to see it as a call to believe in truths that eye has not fully seen, nor ear fully heard. It is a call to ongoing discovery that challenges, consoles, and sometimes discomforts. Today's gospel about the miracle of the man born blind starkly contrasts those two approaches. The Pharisees stand pat. They are disciples of Moses, and everything has been set. They are not open to any new discovery, any new insight, any new way of looking at things. The other approach is represented by, of all people, the blind man. He is the only one who can say, "I don't know." He is the only one really open to discovery and to the eye-opener that Jesus is. Sometimes it's hard to resist the temptation to approach religion as something fixed and finished. It seems to involve less risk and less pain. That is the attraction of fundamentalism. But to be a disciple of the Lord is to walk behind him, turn corners, and make discoveries. The disciples were always doing that. We have to open ourselves up to the freshness of the word as it is proclaimed in our times. Our entire life is meant to be a process of opening our eyes, widening our vision. We are called to imitate the blind man, not the Pharisees. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.